Good morning, 810 here on the Mighty 690, and we have another special guest in studio. We have Charlotte Brown, Director of Housing and Community Development. How are you doing this morning?
Great. How are you?
Oh, it's good to have you, and good to finally meet you in person. I think I've seen you at some of the, City Commission meetings and that sort of thing. So,
yes.
Always good to have you. So what is going on with housing right now, Charlotte?
Well, we have the half-cent sales tax getting ready to boost off. The city will renovate one city park for the next 10 years, so that's exciting. They're going to be investing over $3.2 million in the park system. Also, we've received about $33,000 for donations just this year.
Well, that is great. And, we have heard some about these new programs that go along with the incentives. You can tell me a little bit more about that.
We're going to have the new construction, the single family and multifamily housing, first time home buyer, weatherization and home security program for senior citizens and disabled, emergency home repair assistance for senior citizens and disabled, and the Paint the Town incentive. Sherwin-Williams came in and talked with Thomas Osborne and Rebecca Gath, and they're going to be donating some time and some help along with that. So that's going to be exciting too.
Well, no, that is really great. And what about the housing department? You have some new offices.
Yes, that's very exciting. Our engineering department downstairs, along with our construction supervisor, Thomas Osborne, Matt Conger, our building official and director of code enforcement and planning and zoning. They built the offices in themselves. With Mark, our city manager, he laid the floor at the end. It's beautiful. Everybody ought to come check it out. It's really amazing. So.
Well, that's cool that you all participated in kind of helping to construct that. And
yes.
I know we've heard at some of the meetings before. That helps save just some general costs, because construction costs are very expensive. So the fact that you all are pitching in, I think is great.
Yes, it's amazing. It's beautiful. Everybody needs to come check it out.
Well, wonderful. So tell us what's been developing in the new housing office.
It all started about a year and a half ago when Mark actually created the housing department. He's been educating our community and staff about federal and state incentives. And now we have a local investment group that was awarded the Kansas Moderate Income Housing Grant. They're building 14 new homes over a three-year period. And remember, in the decade after the 2007 flood, there wasn't one house built, not one. He took his financial background, his economic and investment expertise, and he began making changes that the citizens of Coffeyville can see, and they'll be seeing every year for the next 10 years. Our commission, too, they've been very supportive. We're fortunate to have such involved city commission. Housing's always been an issue here, so...
Well, yeah, and, the housing has definitely been something that, has been a problem. The flood only made things worse, honestly, just having to, lose so many of that. And I think definitely is something that everyone agrees that we need more quality homes and just more homes in general, newer homes, new construction is somewhat limited. So I think this is definitely a good project.
The housing department's always having discussions with outside investment groups also regarding the market rate apartments. They're wanting more to come to Coffeyville instead of staying in the outlying larger cities because they can get incentives and tax credits due to our population alone. Currently, we're the only city in the state of Kansas to have the USDA Section 523 Mutual Self-Help Housing Program in the state of Kansas as well. So that's exciting also.
Yeah, and I mean, that's definitely a good opportunity for people to, take advantage of and USDA and building new homes and everything. Are there any other housing opportunities that are in the works right now?
We're working with federal and state agencies to address homelessness and affordable housing. We traveled to Topeka on numerous occasions for future housing assistance, and the city manager, as well as Thomas Osborne, he's gone with us. Currently, we're working with the state on tax credits for income-based housing renovation projects, and that one's due in May. And not to jump the gun, it's really exciting, but also in May, we have someone coming down that works in corporate partnerships and new company creations, and he sought us out, and he's coming to see what our housing department's been doing. He wants to come down and speak with us. So what's great about this is none of this would have been possible without the support of our city commission, the guidance of our city manager, and most of all, the strength of our citizens. Every meeting that I go to around town, all the same citizens are there helping each other and giving time and talking to help everybody. It's one of the things that I love about Coffeyville. It's not just a housing department like with Malachi and Rebecca and Thomas and all of engineering and code enforcement. It's a family that's been built, and we hold each other accountable, and we laugh and we joke and we get on each other's nerves, but we're a second family, home away from home. And with that, I just want to say thank you and happy housing from all of us here at Coffeyville.
Well, that is great. And just to kind of recap, I know on this new construction, single family, multifamily, I think it's $3,000 to build a house. And then $1,500 per door for a multifamily.
Yes.
And then we also have, if you're the new property buyer, like if you're a new home buyer, right?
Yes.
There's also that incentive as well.
Yes.
And are there some income guidelines on that?
There are income guidelines, and everybody can come in and speak with us once those are established.
Okay. So that's still, so if someone was interested in basically applying for that, is that money available now at this point, or is there an application process? How does that actually work?
Yes, there is an application process. The money is actually being, it comes in every month, it's being generated. So once the city manager and the commission decides when we're going to let that go, we'll go ahead and put that out on the website and at a city commission meeting. So.
Okay, and the website that people can find everything on?
Coffeyville.com.
Perfect. That's easy to remember. And then, of course, everyone's welcome to stop by the office, right?
Anytime, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. The door is always open. So.
Okay. Well, Charlotte, thank you so much for coming on and talking about this. Of course, you're more than welcome to come by anytime. And anytime you have anything. And I think this is definitely a program that I hope people are going to take advantage of, because housing is near and dear to, well, really all of us.
Thank you very much for your help. So.
All right. Thank you, Charlotte Brown. Director of Housing here on the Mighty 690, and we will get started with an early bird edition of Open Line coming up here in just moments.